This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. Gentlemen, welcome to America's Auto Enthusiast Program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
Welcome, everybody. Thank you very much for being here. We've got another exciting hour straight ahead as we're going to be joined by the man we call upon when it comes to lubrication, Dan Watson, with more than 25 years of experience, a certified lubrication specialist and one of the largest AMSOIL dealers in all of North America. Telephone-wise, you can find us at 855-660-4261. Email Bob at AutoWorldRadio.com, Bob at AutoWorldRadio.com, or Dan Watson at TheLubePage.com. Let's go to the guest lines right now and welcome our good friend Dan. Dan, welcome back. How are you doing?
I'm good this fine evening. How are you?
Doing fine. Thank you very much for asking. Dan, I've noticed the price of motor oils just seems to keep going one direction, and that's up. AMSOIL is pretty pricey. How can consumers deal with these increasing costs?
Well, you know, it's a good question, because as we look at everything, we have to admit that just everything goes up in price. I was in the hardware store the other day to get some paint. You know, I mean, this is paint, right?
Yep.
And I found paint, the kind I was looking for, between $35 and $45 per gallon. Now, if you think about it, just it goes by so fast, because I remember buying paint for, you know, $19.95, that kind of stuff, right? So,
sure.
But there's no quality $19.95 paint in the store, so, you know, so you had to buy with what you got. But, no, all of the lubricants, all the oils have gone up. I mean, my goodness, would anybody have believed that you could go into an auto parts store and see a quart of some name brand oil like, I don't know, Valvoline, Castrol, Mobil. We're talking about petroleum here now. Regular oil selling for $5 a quart. I mean, that's what we, when I came into the business with AMSOIL, that's what we sold synthetic oil for, was $5 a quart. Mm-hmm. Now we see regular performing petroleum being sold at $5 a quart. So things just keep accelerating. Now, what's the consumer to do? Well, one of the things they've been doing in Europe for years, and we're getting more in tune to it now, is not changing your oil as often. In other words, this old wives' tale or mechanic's tale, what do you want to call it, of 3,000 miles is sacrosanct. Change your oil at 3,000 miles. You won't even find that in any of the owner's manuals for cars that are being made today. There's nothing in there that says change your oil at 3,000 miles. Most of the owner's manuals are going to give you some type of change frequency, which could be anywhere from 4,000 to 7,000. It depends upon what they specify. And a number of companies, like Toyota, that's synthetic from bumper to bumper, they're telling you to run your oil 10,000 miles. And if you go to some of the European manufacturers, they tell you to run the oil 12,000 miles. So all this idea that you've got to just be constantly changing oil every 3,000 miles, that myth needs to be broken, so that people wouldn't do that regardless of what kind of oil they're using, except I would say some of the oil out there wouldn't be good for 3,000 miles, so be careful. But here's the best tip I can give people on how to save money and defer this high cost of oil and lubricants and an oil change, because you go in to get an oil change from a lot of places. It's about the cheap ones where you can just, they're just trying to run people through, is like $30. Okay, but they tell you definitely you got to be back in 3,000 miles, and I would advise you in some of those you should go back 3,000 miles, because the oil they put in is probably so on the bottom end of the totem pole, the 3,000 would be about all you could expect. Now, say you have a place where you put in a quality Mobil or Castor Oil or Valvoline or something, then you could probably look with petroleum of doing 4,000 or 5,000 miles, sometimes even further. But here's how you beat the system. You use an oil like Anzo Synthetics that tells you with our top-tier oil that you can go 1 year or 25,000 miles. Now, we have a second tier, which we call our XL oil, which is 1 year or 12,000 miles. And recognize that Mobil understands this because they're selling a 1 year or 20,000 mile oil change. They call it their annual oil change. And so this would tell you, Bob, without, I know how we are as Americans when it comes to math. We just don't want to get into too much math. Everybody's got a math phobia. But this is pretty easy. This is not rocket science. If you paid $30 and you got yourself a 5,000-mile oil change, or you could pay $99 and get yourself a 25,000-mile oil change. Well, 25,000 miles would take five of those 5,000-mile oil changes. They each cost you $30. That'd be $150 that you spent, and you had to go five times to do it. Now, if you had a premium AMSOIL Signature Series oil change and you got it for around $100, then it would have saved you $50 and it would have saved you four trips to the lube place. So what you have to do is look now and understand that the engineering and the chemical engineering, if you will, is of a state that you can make lubricating products that will go much longer. I use sometimes the analogy like tires, you know, because they're easy to see and understand. You can buy two 40,000 mile radials, or you can buy one 80,000 mile radial. Now, if you're not going to drive the miles for it, be careful on that analogy, because you'll have a lot of tread left on your 80,000 mile radial when the sidewalls start leaking air because it just doesn't have the miles. But if you're going to drive the miles and you need it, that 80,000 mile radial will not cost twice as much as a 40,000 mile radial. Plus, if you have two 40,000 mile radials put on, you're going to have to pay for, in many cases, the mounting, balancing of the tires, and you add that into the cost. So next thing you know, it's a real deal to buy the longer tread tire if you need it. Same thing with the oil. If you're a person who drives 12 to 15,000 miles a year, wouldn't it be better to do an annual oil change than to be into the lube station four times during the year, waiting to get your car done, all that kind of stuff, trying to say no, no, no to all the windshield wipers and the air cleaners and everything else that people try to sell you, and just go one time. So how do you beat the high cost of these products? By taking note of the companies like AMSOIL and Mobil that are offering legitimate extended drain intervals. Now, the one thing about AMSOIL, it's warranted from day one. And they don't, AMSOIL doesn't say you can't extend the miles beyond your vehicle warranty, because AMSOIL will warrant the oil, period. Now, Mobil has a little trouble with that. They tell you not to go beyond the manufacturer's recommended intervals if you're still under warranty. AMSOIL does not say that. They tell you you can go up to 1 year, 25,000 miles, and they will stand in with what they call the warranty assurance from AMSOIL. That oil is going to make it. It's going to do it without any trouble. So that's kind of how I approach that. You got to, as the old saying we've had at AMSOIL for years, you got to change your thinking instead of changing your oil.
Very good point, and that's going to save people some real significant dollars when you just do the math like you did, and you get a better product. We'll take a time out, and when we come back on the other side, looks like we got a bunch of questions here for you, Dan. So we'll dive into those questions and ask people to call in with more. 855-660-4261. Bob at AutoWorldRadio.com, Dan Watson at TheLoopPage.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Happy the rescue dog. He was missing hair, stinky, scabby. But I have a vet that I trust, and she recommended Dynavite.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite for your dog this week.
We'll send you a bottle of Super Mega Fish Oil free.
Packed with omega-3, DHA, and EPA fatty acids.
Super Mega is great for your dog's immune system, healthy skin, and soft, shiny fur.
Try Super Omega Fish Oil.
Free this week at Dynavite.com.
DINOVITE.com.
This is Don Jones, the old car guy himself. I'd like to invite you to come to my website, theoldcarguys.com. That's theoldcarguys.com. We probably have everything you need for your classic car. Parts, service, even insurance. So check us out at theoldcarguys.com or give me a call at 314-306-7507. That's 314-306-7507.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about Down Home Value. Made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They show pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. Put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue diamond gusset's got it. Others don't.
For good old-fashioned comfort, get diamond gusset jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com. That's gusset.com. Or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond gusset jeans got it. Others don't.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up. This is Auto World and your host, Bob Long.
We're live all across North America on great radio stations and around the world at GCNLive.com. You can also find us in archive form, on-demand form, podcast form, and that doesn't prevent you from participating. Feel free to email myself, Bob at AutoWorldRadio.com, or Dan Watson at TheLoopPage.com anytime, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dan, let's get to some questions here. The first one is from Sandpoint, Idaho. And the question says, Dan, I have a 2017 Ford Power Stroke diesel pickup. I'm a believer in the 15W40 diesel oils, but with the cold weather coming, I want to try 5W30 synthetic for easy starts. Will this give me the protection I need?
Well, and the answer to that is yes. But again, these days, I always have to tell people, be careful about whose synthetic 5W30 you buy. And the reason is, Bob, several months ago on one of the shows, we talked about some of these companies, some places that are really producing some, well, let's just call it faux pas oil. Mm-hmm. And so you got to be careful these days and make sure you buy good quality oil. But today, especially the 2017, a lot of these new diesels are really designed, and they'll tell you in their owner's manual that you can run 30 weight oil, in particular in Canada and the upper reaches of the United States, through the winter months. And the truth is, these 30 weight oils, especially if you buy one that's got top quality to it. Now, one of the AMSOIL diesel oils, it's a 5W30. It's a new product. And, you know, AMSOIL is a company where we know quite a bit of the people, the important people. And the Alan Amatuzio, who was at the time the head of the production and development branch in the business, he's now the chief executive officer and the president because he's inherited the business. But he told me personally that this 5W30 that they make is the best overall oil he's ever made, that it is tougher than nails, and it can be run in both gas and diesel engines, and that it has all the protection that you could ever want. It's that tough in design. So many of the folks up in places like Sandpoint, Idaho, and Minnesota, Montana, really with diesels, if you can't, maybe this guy can, I'm not sure, but if you can't really park them indoors and they're going to get really, really cold, you need to go down to a 30 weight oil and preferably a good synthetic 30 weight because, you know, Bob, it can be minus 20 degrees and minus 30 degrees in some of these places. Some of the places in Idaho, you're both far north and you're elevated at 4,000 or 5,000 feet. Mm-hmm. So you can get some really cold weather. And so diesels, for our listeners out there to understand that on a diesel has to turn over about 100 RPM in order to start, which means different than a gas. You know, with a gasoline engine, you remember the old pictures, Bob, where they got the hand crank?
Yes.
They can pump it, crank it. If you get it just one good turn, it starts up. Diesels are not like that. They have to roll over pretty hard to get started. So you have more trouble starting them in cold weather than gasoline engines. And a lot of times that's the reason why you'll see in a lot of diesel trucks, they have dual batteries. They have two batteries, two big batteries. And really in hot weather, one battery is plenty to start the thing. You get in cold weather, it's going to pull everything those two 800 cold cranking amp batteries have got to get that thing started. So using a 30 weight oil and a 5W, okay, as we've told our listeners before on the air, that first number, consider that W stands for winter. And the smaller that number, the better it can handle cold weather. So a 15W is better than a 20W, a 10W is better than a 15W, and a 5W is better than a 10W. So finding a 5W heavy-duty diesel oil, 5W30 heavy-duty diesel oil, is going to go a long ways towards making that vehicle start easy in the winter. Now, you could potentially get by with a 5W40 that's made, but actually that 5W30 has better cold cranking performance than the 5W40. So I hope that for our fellow in Sandpoint, he understands that a good synthetic that's rated CK4 for this truck with the quality of one like the AMSOIL synthetic, and you will do well. It will start quick, and it will serve you well through the whole winter.
Great advice from Dan Watson, our certified lubrication specialist. And in addition to visiting Dan and sending him emails at danwatson@thelubepage.com, you can also give Dan a call. He may have to call you back because he does get a lot of calls. But why don't we make sure and give out your toll-free number and get that out there for folks.
Yes, that number is 800-370-2986. And like Bob said, sometimes you have to leave a message, but I can tell you I've been doing this a long time, and every message left always gets a reply. Same thing if you email me at danwatson@thelubepage.com. It may take me more than 24 hours to answer your email, but I get them usually always answered in 48 hours. But sometimes there's a line of those things to get to, and sometimes Bob only can get to them, you know, after 6 o'clock when the phone stops ringing, then I can try to answer some emails, you know, that kind of thing.
Yeah, so true, absolutely. We got a question from Juan, who's in El Centro, California, and Juan writes, we have big tractors on the farm, and we use a lot of hydraulic oil. Sometimes when it gets very hot, the hydraulics starts to surge, moving the boom without control. Is there a better hydraulic oil that we can use to stop this?
Yes, and I know we're getting close to our hard break, but here's the thing. When these hydraulic oils get really hot, and they do, they'll get really hot, especially in El Centro, California. You know, that's right down there close to the Mexican border in the area out there by the Salton Sea. So you're below sea level in some of that areas, and it gets very hot, not too far from Yuma. And Gila Bend, where it's always got these ungodly temperatures in Gila Bend, Arizona. But anyway, here's the thing. When hydraulic oil gets really hot, depending upon its characteristic, it will flash, Bob. In other words, part of it will flash to a vapor. Well, that vapor takes up more room than the solid hydraulic oil, so it causes things to surge, okay? And I'll explain that more in detail when we come back after the break.
A very interesting question from Juan. Stay tuned. We'll find the answer to that one and much more straight ahead. This is Auto World.
10 miles east of the highway, hot sparks burning the night away. Two lips touching together.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Would it be okay if you had two paychecks instead of one? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to get an extra paycheck every month, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent. At least four people are dead, including the gunman, after a mass shooting at a Madden 19 video game tournament in Jacksonville, Florida. This woman at the scene says it started with an argument over a game.
It started from a dispute in a game. They had an argument over, I guess, a video game in there. And then from there, that's when, I guess, they said he went to the door and just started shooting people.
At least 7 people were wounded. A coalition of left-leaning groups, including MoveOn.org, organized a day of action today across the country to protest the nomination of Brett Kavanaugh to the Supreme Court. A New Jersey protester, Ed Reichman, dressed as a handmaid.
I have a daughter, I have a wife, and to me, it doesn't matter that I'm just a man. I mean, a woman's right to choose is important to me, and I think a woman's right to equal opportunity, to equal pay, all those things matter to me because I think that's the society we all should want to live in.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allen Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57 and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Hi, this is Jay Leno, and you're listening to Auto World with Bob Long.
We want to thank you very much for being with us here on Auto World. I'm Bob Long, along with Dan Watson, who's answering a question about hydraulics and oil. And the question, just to recap, is from Juan in El Centro, California. They have a lot of big tractors on their farm. They use a lot of hydraulic oil. Sometimes when it gets very hot, the hydraulics starts to surge, moving the boom without control. Is there a better hydraulic oil that we can use to stop this? And Dan, just before that hard network break, you were explaining the what happens with hydraulic oil in the heat.
Yeah, the important thing to remember is that any time you pressurize a liquid or a gas, it gets hot. Now, everybody knows that if I were to have an air compressor and I pressed up air to 150 or 200 pounds and I felt the cylinder that I got this air pressed up in, it's going to get hot, okay? Well, with hydraulics, because many times I operate at you know, sometimes a few thousand pounds of pressure, it depends upon the system, all of that pressure trying to actually compress that liquid causes it to heat up additionally. So when you're working in El Centro and it's 110 degrees, the air, and you're working this hydraulics pretty hard, if the flash point of that oil is not sufficiently high enough, it may begin to have places within the system that it flashes to vapor. Now, I don't think it's hard to understand that if I take a liquid and flash it to vapor, it occupies more territory than it did when it was a liquid. Okay? So now what happens is that in its own way pushes, it displaces oil to go somewhere, right, to form that vapor bubble. And when it does that, it's just like you added more oil to the ram and all of a sudden the boom is moving. Okay, you know the guys that really worry about this are the guys that are up there working next to an energized electrical line in a bucket truck. They cannot absorb any surging or the bucket bouncing around on its own when they're next to, you know, very high voltage lines. So it's a problem, and you have to have a hydraulic oil that will not do that because it has a higher temperature rating than the others. And so again, Bob, without failure, here comes synthetic again. I mean, I can use a good synthetic hydraulic oil that will in many times have twice the temperature range before it would suffer any kind of vaporization or forming any vapor bubbles in the system because it is synthetic. Okay, now you have to be careful and use the kind of synthetic that has the high temperature range. Some synthetics are less than others. So, you know, for one and the guys out on the farm, it's important to actually do a little due diligence and make sure that you ask for a hydraulic oil, a synthetic hydraulic oil that will resist this surging because it has higher temperature limits and ranges. That's a good question. I've run into this before with bucket trucks because, you know, I'm in Florida and it gets hot here in the summer and somebody's using some cheap hydraulic oil and they're trying to do tree trimming, which is typically what goes around here, and the bucket's moving around when they don't want it to, so they want to figure out how to stop that. And the way to stop it is use a better hydraulic oil. So hopefully Juan was listening, and Juan, if that's not entirely clear to you, you can always give me a call, you know, at 800-370-2986.
Good question, and by all means, don't hesitate to give Dan a call. We get a question from KPAM in Portland, Oregon. It's a Merle, and Merle has a 2012 Toyota Camry with 160,000 miles on the clock. I use about one quart of oil every 1,500 miles. Is this normal? Is there anything I can do to reduce the oil consumption? Sounds a little extreme to me. What do you
think? Well, it is. And here's the thing. If you go over to the Toyota dealership, they go, sounds okay to me. Because if you read all of their tech bulletins and reports, they really don't consider, now this is an older car, but they don't consider they have any kind of warranty issue unless it's more than a quart every 1,000 miles. So that's telling you that we normally get much better performance than that. But if you don't get it, they don't intend to do a whole lot. Okay, now here's the thing. This brings up a question that everybody has this kind of question when they 160, 180, 200,000 miles and sometimes less, and they see oil consumption and they're trying to figure out what's going on. Okay, well, it's a good question that has many possibilities, and it's not possible for us to troubleshoot the question for Merle because we're not talking to him. But here's the things you look for. We can in general tell people what they look for. Okay, one of the number one causes of oil consumption is a stuck PCV valve. Now, folks, remember that valve, PCV, stands for positive crankcase ventilation valve. So what it means is there must be some positive pressure, usually, in the crankcase to open that up. And remember, your crankcase is the area beneath the pistons, and typically, unless you have a perfect car, especially 160,000 miles, you'll get a little bit of blow-by, and you're going to have some oil vapor floating around in that void between the oil sump, the crankshaft, the bottom of the piston. You'll have some vapor in there. All right. So if that PCV valve opens, it's going to suck that vapor out because the PCV valve opens a path from the crankcase to the intake of the engine. Remember, the intake's out of vacuum because it's sucking air in through the intake. So I open a path between what could be a slightly pressurized chamber that has oil vapor in it, and I suck that oil vapor out. I push it down the throat of the engine, and it's burned and disappears. And I can consume a lot of oil doing that with a stuck PCV valve because that PCV valve should only open when the crankcase pressure builds up. It shouldn't be a constant path sucking through the engine. Okay, sucking through the crankcase. So that's one of the biggest causes of oil consumption. So they're cheap. They're $2 or $3, Bob. They're not much. So just go get one. Put in another PCV valve. It might do the trick for you. Now, the other question that we always ask when there's oil consumption is, hey, you park the car overnight, you go out the next morning, and you start it. Do you get a puff of smoke out the back? If the answer is yes, then we can pretty much tell you that oil leaked down through your valve guides onto the top of the pistons, and when you started the car, you had to burn that oil off the top of the pistons, and it'll do that first when you start it up, and you'll see smoke come out the back of the car. Okay, now, valve guides, there's a little bit you can do to slow it down, but in general, usually the way you fix bad valve guides is by replacing them, because you probably ran cheap enough oil that the valve guides wore out, and they give you a path straight down onto the top of the piston from the overhead of under your valve cover, so oil is able to just leak through that down into the engine. Now, you'll continue to use oil through those valve guides after you've burned off the top. You won't realize it, but you're still sucking some oil through there and still using it the whole time you're driving. But you'll know that, but it should leak enough to see it when you start the car up. Now, the other part is, in a lot of cars with a lot of age on them, you begin to get enough ring wear that you get blow-by. And, folks, what that means is some of that compression gas that was supposed to just push that piston down is able to escape around it and get past the compression ring and go into the crankcase. Now, when it does that, it will pressurize the crankcase. And if it's doing it consistently, it'll pressurize that crankcase, it'll open that PCV valve, because that's what it's supposed to do, and it will just blow oil into the intake of the engine, and you'll suck a lot of oil, and you'll see a pretty good consumption if it's due to poor ring seal. Now, when we come back, I'll tell you a couple fixes for these problems that I've described.
All great information, courtesy of Dan Watson, our certified lubrication specialist. And we'll take a pit stop, and then more with Dan is around the bend. You're listening to Auto World.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
What is it costing you in vet bills for that convenience of just pulling open a bag of
formulated, extruded, processed cereal bits that cost a ton of money anyways?
How do you feed your dog to derive not only energy, but a good coat, bright eyes, and a great attitude?
Come to Dynavite for help.
DINOVITE.com.
I found his raw meat diet on Dynavite.com.
With just the raw meat and the eggs and the Dynavite and the Super Omega on top of it.
Try Super Omega fish oil.
Buy two, get one free.
Ground beef, white rice, eggs, including the shells, and the Dynavite supplement, and then the Lico Chops.
Try Lico Chops. Buy two, get one free.
It just balances out his body and his mind and his spirit.
Adding Dynavite to their diet has every single dog in my kennel looking better than they have ever looked.
Their skin is so much better now that they're on the raw diet. I don't even give them the kibble anymore.
DINOVITE.com.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Get relief for your neck or back pain when you search Amazon for sunshine pillows, heating wraps, and pads, often listed as an Amazon choice.
Why take another pill?
Now, from Sunny Bay and by customer demand, we introduce our extra long neck heating wrap, a complete wrap, wide and hands-free, and brings fast relief to those who suffer from neck or back pain.
You can easily find sunshine pillows on Amazon.
Or search Amazon for our new Sunny Bay disposable heat pads. Or look for Sunny Bay heated neck wraps for relief from back pain to menstrual pain and cramps.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
See why our company, Biomed DB Design, has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Just go to Amazon.com and search Sunny Bay or call us 253-678-1361.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
My pappy said, son, you're going to drive me to drinking if you don't stop driving that hot rod Lincoln.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up, this is Auto World and your host, Bob Long.
Have you heard the story of the hot rod race with the Fords and Leggets was set in the pace? That story is true. I'm here to say I was driving.
Welcome back, everybody. Thank you very much for joining us. We're talking about oil consumption, and all stems from a question from KPAM in Portland, Oregon, and our certified lubrication specialist, one of the largest AMS oil dealers in all of North America, is with us, Dan Watson, and he is tackling this question, and it's not just simply an oil consumption question, it's also a PCV question as well.
Well, and the thing, as we have discussed this so far, is we've looked at the fact that any way that you pressurize that crankcase, you're going to open that PCV system and you're going to start sucking out oil vapor and using oil. Now, if that turns out to be the problem, and you realize that basically your engine seems to be not showing any puff of smoke when you start it up, but it's consuming oil, the first thing we can do to try to do something about this is try going up one grade of oil, one viscosity. If you're using a 5W20 in this engine, go to a 5W30. And if you were using a 30 weight oil already and that was what it called for, go to a 10W40. And the reason is we're trying to improve the ring seal around the piston. If I can get that seal better done, which the thicker viscosity will help me if I've had worn rings, to get a little better compression seal, I'll get less blow-by into the crankcase. Also, the thicker oil will produce less vapor. It's the oil vapor that we're sucking up with the PCV system, so if I have less vapor. Now, speaking of that, a lot of petroleum-based oils have, there's a test, Bob, that's run, it's now accepted, it was a test that in the 90s, AMSOIL was one of the only companies that were using it. It's a European test, and without, I'll just tell the name of it, it doesn't matter, it's called NOAC Volatility Test. Okay, fine, mm-hmm. Big name. But what it means, if I took 1,000 milliliters of oil and I heated it to a temperature and I put it in a thing and it's got two chambers, one to collect what vaporizes off and one to remain there, and I heated this thing up inside of an oven, then I took my test bomb out and I looked at it, and 20% of the oil had now moved over into the vapor side and condensed again, but it moved from one side to the other, I would have a 20% vaporization rate, okay? So that's kind of, in general, how it's tested. Well, a lot of these petroleum oils, especially the thin ones in the 20 or 30 weight oil, if it's petroleum, it may have 15-20% vaporization rate. Some oils like AMS oils, 10W30, has a 4.7% vaporization rate. So if you're having a oil vapor and PCV system sucking it up, you do two things. You can go up a grade in oil, and you can seek out a good quality synthetic with a very low vaporization rate, and you may, where this gentleman had to add a quart every 1,500 miles, he might add a quart every 4,500 miles by doing that.
Mm-hmm.
So simple things, simple corrections and procedures, and people are welcome to go to thelubepage.com. There's a place to contact me there and ask these questions. I mean, we have information on this stuff. Now, I know we got a few questions, and let's see if we can do a sort of a little speed run on them here, if we can get them done before we run out of time.
All right. Let's go to Bozeman, Montana. Alex writes, Dan, it's going to get real cold soon, and I have to park my truck outside. Is 0W30 much better than 5W30 for ease of starting in cold weather?
And the answer is yes. The temperatures he's going to experience, 0W30 would be an improvement. Now, for a lot of the country, 5W30 is all you'll ever need. But in Bozeman, Montana, 0W30 is probably a good idea, just like it is in Duluth, Minnesota. Now, folks, real quick, again, I've gone over this before on the air, but the 0W and the 5W, think of that W as the winter rating of the oil. And the smaller the number, the better that oil performs in colder and colder applications. So 0W has a better moving, easier to flow in colder weather than 5W. 5W is better than 10W, and 10W is better than 15W, and 15W is better than 20W. Just always remember that. So, yes, you're fighting very cold weather. That 0W is going to help you get it started, and look at that. It goes up to a 30-weight oil when it gets up to full temperature, just like the 5W30. So take advantage of the 0W because you're going to get excellent protection for full operating temperature of a 30-weight oil once the vehicle warms up.
Good answer, and we've been on in Bozeman for quite a number of years and appreciate all the listeners out there. From Eau Claire, Wisconsin, Rob writes, I have a 2014 Chevrolet pickup and I recently changed the rear end gear oil. Now when I make a sharp turn, the inside tire skips and chatters. Did I break it or is there something I can do to fix it?
Well, he didn't break it. He just made one of the classic mistakes of a do-it-yourselfer. Didn't really realize what type of rear end he's got. Okay, he's got a positive traction rear end. Now, for our listeners out there, that means a lot of these limited slip, you got typically the one tire that does most of the pulling and the other tire just does a little bit, okay? But in a positive traction rear end, both tires are pulling the load. Boy, if you had enough horsepower and you were to bark the tires leaving the starting line, so to speak, at your local drag strip, you'd leave two streaks because both tires would be breaking loose and tearing off. That's a positive traction rear end. The problem is, and think about this for just a minute, when you make a circle with your truck, the inside rear wheel will cover less distance than the outside wheel making a circle because it's making a circumference of a smaller circle because it's 5 or 6 feet inside the outside one. So the diameter is different for the circles the two tires are making. But if you have a positive traction rear end, both tires have to go the same distance. So what's happening is the inside tire, it is not, it has to skip because it can't go in that circle because it's not traveling as far as the other one. So it ends up skipping and chattering. Now, you should have put an additive, limited slip additive, into the rear end. And what that additive would do for you is it would make it so, believe it or not, these axles are attached to the differential with clutch plates so that the inside one can slip. But if it doesn't have the right friction modifier on the face of that clutch faces, then it won't slip, and it has to hop, skip, and chatter. Okay? So what you do is you put that additive in, about 4 ounces of it, and then you go out to your local shopping center someplace in the evening when all the cars are primarily gone, and you make some hard figure eights going forward, and you back up doing some hard S's, and you'll work that friction modifier into the clutch faces, and you'll start going around the corner like it's supposed to without the skipping, hopping, and bumping. So anybody out there, we encourage you to do any kind of maintenance on the rear end. It's really easy to do, but make sure you know what kind of rear end you have so that you know if you need that additive to prevent that happening. We got one more, Bob?
We got one more, and it's from Richland, Washington State. Tom, I have an old panhead Harley Davidson. I'm looking for a synthetic 60 weight oil. Everyone tells me to just run 20W50, but I prefer to stay with the 60 weight it calls for. Do you know of a source for a 60 weight synthetic for my motorcycle?
Well, the only one I know of right offhand, Harley may have one out, and they're Screaming Eagle, I'm not sure, but I know that AMSOIL makes a straight 60 weight synthetic motorcycle oil, and they made it just for these guys. It's got all the attributes of their high performance modern motorcycle oil, has extra rust inhibitors, extra everything you want for that bike, except it's a heavy 60 weight oil, because those old panheads have a lot of clearance, and you could maybe get by with a 2050, but you'd probably have more clattering and banging than you could stand. And if you go on back to the 60, then it'll quiet it down. You get excellent protection. And that's the answer to that question. We're running out of time again, Bob.
One more time, give out your telephone number.
That is 800-370-2986 at thelooppage.com.
And his email is danwatson@theloopage.com. You can find me at bob@autoworldradio.com. Thank you, my friend, for a great hour.
See you next time, Bob.
This is Don Jones, the old car guy himself. I'd like to invite you to come to my website, theoldcarguys.com. That's theoldcarguys.com. We probably have everything you need for your classic car. Parts, service, even insurance. So check us out at theoldcarguys.com or give me a call at 314-306-7507. That's 314-306-7507.
When you rescue a dog, you've got to feed them right. For life, every rescue deserves at least 90 days of Dynavite.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite for your dog this week.
We'll send you 4 extra packs of Nubba Nubs, free.
Nubba Nub treats are freeze-dried beefy treats.
Made with no cereal fillers, chemical preservatives, or dyes.
Good for the tummy.
And yummy.
Nubba Nub treats.
Free this week at Dynavite.com.
Just feed your dog right. Use Dynavite.
Dinovite.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.